This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Kathy Caparo. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. So you've done a lot with St. Joan of Arc over the years, and I'd just kind of like to start off with first, where were you born and what year was it?
I was born in Fort Wayne, Indiana in 1968. Moved here when I was 5 years old and lived here ever since.
So did your parents move into the parish, or how did you get connected with St. Joan of Arc?
My husband and I lived in Broad Ripple when we got married in 2001, and we had grown up on the south side. I went to St. Mark's Parish, but when I met my husband, his parents attended St. Joan of Arc. We went there from time to time for midnight mass, and I fell in love with it. So we got married there in 2001, and have been attending ever since.
All right, so you've done a lot of different positions and I would say not so much boards, but different groups and whatnot. If you could just kind of list off the different types of things that you've done over the years to be involved with the church.
Sure. I'm the worship chair ministry coordinator. I'm also an usher, a greeter, Eucharistic minister, a lector. I'm also on the evangelization committee, and I've done some art projects for the church. I did the cover for the new evangelization manual while Father Guy was on sabbatical.
That's a lot of different things. That's a lot of dedication. So what are some of your, besides obviously getting married, what are some of your favorite moments that have happened, not so much just in the church, but with the parish and the community, maybe even French Market? Just what are some of the things that really stand out?
One of my best memories is a lady that I met not long after we were married. We were there for about 3 years, and I met this lady named Ollie Crawford. She didn't drive. She was an elderly lady, and she was looking for someone to take her to and from church. So someone approached me and asked me if I would be willing to take her. So I offered, and I really became fast friends with Ollie. And she actually is the one that got me involved in the church. She turned to me one day in the pews and said, "You need to get involved somehow." So I trusted Ollie, and that's when I became, I think my first ministry was Eucharistic minister. And so ever since then, I've been volunteering a lot. And then I also love the French Market. I'm usually do this coffee booth. It's one of my coffee is one of my passions, so I absolutely love it. It's almost a like a dream for me to own one of my coffee shops, so it's kind of a fun thing for me. But the French Market is a really great event for us.
Okay. Now, over the years, you know, you just mentioned one, but who would be some other people that, you know, you've been able to work with that really stand out that you feel have also made a difference at St. Joan of Arc?
Melinda Ravelli. She is so passionate about what she does for the church. She has really helped me grow in my faith. She's the through RCIA, she got me involved in that, just various programs that she puts together. She's been so instrumental in my growth. And then, of course, Father Guy, he is an amazing pastor, and can't say enough about him. He has really grown the church to what it is today, and there's so many other people that I can't name off the top of my head, but just there's lots of great people within the parish.
Okay. Is there anything you foresee, because you've been involved a lot of different areas, what are some things that you think could possibly be good for growth or future projects or anything that you'd like to be involved with kind of moving forward?
I really see the art grow within the church. I know there's quite a few different artists that attend Mass, and I just see growth within that arena. Maybe reaching out to the community through the art as a potential fundraiser, or just getting people something to get them through some of these hard times that we've had recently.
Right.
Last year. And so I just think growing the arts would be a really good thing within the church. We have a great arts program through the school. I just see something happening with the church.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, Kathy, you'll be able to hear this, voicesofstjoanofarc.com. And we'll have yours up here pretty soon. If you could just stay on the line just for one more second. Thank you.
Okay.